We worship the God who wants us to do his will, who wants us to serve and to honor him, and the God who is at work by his Holy Spirit, transforming us, purifying our lives, that we may be the people he calls us to be, to do the things that he wishes us to do. Two ladies were having a socially distanced cup of tea over their garden fence. And as they chatted, one of them said to the other, "You know, I'm homesick." And her neighbor looked at her and said, "But Mary, you are at home." And she said, "I know, but I'm starting to get sick of it." And she may well be speaking for a lot of us. This, I think, is the 10th Sunday we've had during lockdown. Seems a long time ago. Countless cupboards have been tidied out and retidied and emptied and filled again. Gardens have possibly never been better tended than they have been recently. And certainly around us here, everything seems to have been power washed. Every power washer in the country has been out. And whether you've needed it or not, you don't want to stand still because you'll be caught with a power washer. Whenever lockdown started, there was obviously concern, anxiety as to what it would mean, what it would feel like, how it would work out. But there was also a degree of novelty. This was a new, unprecedented thing. But that novelty has long since worn off. And now things change. Some of them trivial. Many, many people are wondering when they're ever going to get their hair cut. I don't have that issue because Heather does that for me. But there are other more important, more pressing issues. And for many of us, what started out with energy and even enthusiasm has become a grind. And it can be just hard to keep going. It's a fact that we have a remarkable and even sad capacity for getting tired of wonderful things. I'm sure every one of us can think of something that we started out on with great enthusiasm, but then the joy faded. Maybe it was that DIY project that you thought you could tackle, and halfway through it, you're thinking, "Why on earth did I ever start this?" Maybe it was the garden. Maybe it was clearing out that dreaded cupboard where everything's just thrown in. Maybe it was the attic. Maybe it was your work. "Why on earth did I ever start this?" We can also become so familiar with wonderful things around us that after a while, we hardly even notice them. We live in a beautiful part of this country, spectacular scenery all around us, and yet it's so easy to go past it and hardly notice it. Every day there are those little acts of kindness that people do, and we just don't even seem to see them. Even the love of those close to us, we become so familiar with it that we hardly notice it. It's a sad and yet a remarkable fact that we can get tired of wonderful things. Perhaps you've heard talk recently about compassion fatigue, where it's people getting tired, becoming weary of doing good. It's not that the need has gone away, that the need has been met, that things have been sorted out. It's not that we lose sight of that need. We just become weary. We just become tired. And Christians aren't exempt from this weariness. Maybe you've taken on a role in the church or in the community, and you've been doing that, and it's still there, and it still needs to be done. But you've lost your joy in whatever it was you were doing. It happens so often. And it's not a new problem. Liz read for us from Galatians chapter 6, where we have this verse where Paul encourages the early church and encourages us as well as we read God's word. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." For there are times when we are tempted to become discouraged, to slack off, even to give up. When the lockdown started, it would have been all too easy simply to batten down the hatches and not pay attention to what's going on around us. Thankfully, that hasn't happened. Thankfully, in so many different ways, people have, again, as our passage from Galatians 6 says, we have carried each other's burdens in very practical ways. Many people take time regularly to contact others. Might be a phone call or a text. Do you know one thing? People in these days have rediscovered the quaint idea of writing a letter, but it means so much. Within our congregation, we have WhatsApp groups operating that have been a lifeline for some because they've kept that contact going. They've also been a forum for people simply to talk about what God has done and is doing in their lives. And they've been so good. That contact has meant a lot. I know too that food has been left on people's doorsteps. A little act of kindness which lets someone know that they're not forgotten about. Every week, a team of willing volunteers make soup and deliver it to our homes around our congregation. And I hear the stories. I know how much that is appreciated. And I know too how much the cheery smile that goes with it is appreciated. In these and in so many other ways, we are fulfilling that command to let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The old saying goes that charity begins at home, but Christian charity must never, ever stop there. And it is so uplifting to hear story after story of help that's been given throughout our community. People doing little things, doing what they can, where they are, to make a difference. Let me highlight one of those things that people in our congregation are doing, and it's simply in supporting the Oasis Food Bank in Coleraine. The response to this has been amazing. Every couple of weeks, the trolley goes out onto the porch in church, and food goes to Oasis, and they use it in our own community where people are struggling to make ends meet. Each time the trolley has gone out, it has become more and more full, and last time it was overflowing. And if this continues, the building committee will have to extend the church porch. That's a great thing to do. It's a very practical thing to reach out into this community. Last autumn, a team of 11 of us were privileged to go from Ballywillan to Eswatini, the country that was formerly known as Swaziland. We went there to experience firsthand the work being done by Challenge Ministries Swaziland. Over the years, we have hosted their little choir here on a few occasions. And because of the generosity and support of our congregation and others, we were able to take funds with us to help with that work. One of the projects we carried out was painting the walls of a little preschool in a place called Ngwempisi, in a very rural, very isolated area. We were able to help paint that school. It's a little preschool, there's a little church there, there's a pastor living in that community. We were able to provide for some help in that community. We were also able, through the generosity of our congregation, to give the funds to allow the pastor to buy a car to help in his work in that place. So we're going to hear from Pastor Sipo.
I just want to say thank you so much for such a gift. We believe that God will bless the church there. And also, as he has blessed us with the car, I believe that the car will be also a blessing to others. We are running a preschool here, so the car will be a blessing to the children as well. Sometimes we find that the river is flooding and we have to drive, take a long route to bring the children to school and also take them back. We are also running a garden of which it has not been running smoothly before, since we didn't have a car. So we've been hiring people's cars and they were charging us a lot, so we couldn't get anything from the garden. But now that we've got the car, I believe that we're going to see a progress in terms of the garden. And also, we are running also two services per Sunday, Gwembisi and Gebeni. So we believe that this blessing, it will make our work easily, like never before. We'll be able to drive to Gebeni and also coming back here at Gwembisi. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Bless you.
Pastor Sipo, lovely to hear bird song in Eswatini, just as we're listening to the bird song here, making a difference to that community. Challenge Ministries also run a center for women who have suffered abuse or who have addiction problems. And it's an ever-growing issue there, as it is here. The center that they have was expanded just before we visited, but it had not yet been furnished. And again, thanks to the folks, generosity of folks around us here in Ballywillam, we were able to provide some beds for the new accommodation block. And that was so much appreciated, made such a difference. Just made their work amongst those women easier and better. And so again, thank you for your generosity in helping us to do that. Before we left to go to Eswatini, our Girls Brigade Company gave us a donation which we wanted to use to help girls in Eswatini. And we visited a girls' home there, a home where young girls stayed together. And it was lovely to be able to use that money from our Girls Brigade Company to help equip a kitchen in that home. It makes such a difference. These sound like small things, pots and pans and kitchen utensils, but you can see the smiles in the faces. These things make a huge difference. Thank you. We are thankful to God for all that the generosity of his people has done in Eswatini. However, we came back wondering, could we have done more? Were there more things we could have done? Was there something else we could have done? We came back enthused for the country, enthused for his people, enthused for the work of Challenge Ministries, and we wondered where that enthusiasm would take us. We had some remaining funds, and we were using those bit by bit to help out with little projects in Eswatini. And then COVID-19 hit here and in Eswatini. And as we listened to reports from that country, as a team, we were prompted by God to release all our remaining funds and then to see what else could be done. I'm going to hand over to Lindsay, who's going to tell us about one project that has been done.
Last year, I was blessed to be part of the team to go out to Eswatini. It was a very humbling experience, but it was a really encouraging experience to see CMS transforming lives for God's glory. The outbreak of COVID-19 has brought many challenges for CMS. Indeed, a great need for prayer and a great need for financial support. Two of their sources of income, Balembi Honey and Balembi Water, had to stop production, and overseas aid couldn't get through because borders closed. So we asked you, Ballywillam family, to step in and help. We asked you to join in the Great Blink Beg Off. We asked you to beg, have fun, pray and donate. And your response was incredible. We received over 60 entries, over 250 photographs. You sent in pictures of showstoppers, fancy tray bags, fabulous bread, and children whipping up Victoria sponges. And the donations were overwhelming. Your donations have changed so many lives and will continue to do so. They've made such a difference to the lives of the children in Eswatini and the children's home in Balembu, and the men and ladies sent to Ranawani. So thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Lindsay. At the end of April, we set ourselves a target of raising about £1,000 by the end of May. And we thought that was, well, that was maybe pushing it out a bit. But the response was so overwhelming that we quickly moved that target to 10,000. And as of yesterday, the donations were sitting at around 18,000. So we've a week left until the end of May. Let's push and make it 20. Make a big difference in Eswatini. Serving others is a way that we can honour God. We may never meet the people in Eswatini who will benefit from all of that, but that doesn't really matter. Through this, God will be honoured. People will experience his love as they experience the love of his people. They will be reminded that they're not forgotten. And hopefully one day their choir will be able to come back to visit us. But until then, let's not become weary in doing good. Let's not grow tired. Let's not become downhearted. Let's continue to learn what it is, as Paul says, to live by the Spirit. Living by the Spirit is not some private mystical experience of our own. Amongst other things, living by the Spirit shows itself in very practical ways as we serve each other, or again, as this passage in Galatians 6 says, as we carry each other's burdens. But we can grow weary. The prophet Isaiah knew what it was to grow weary, and he also knew what to do about it. Isaiah wrote, "He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary. Young men stumble and fall." We all experience that. But here's what we do about it. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And so as we continue to help, as we carry the burdens of those around us, next door to us, across the town from us, across the world from us, let us pray that God will renew our strength. Jesus knew that we experience weariness when we go through times when we feel as though we're carrying heavy burdens. And so his gracious invitation is simply this. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle, humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Rest for our souls. Not growing weary of doing good, our gifts that God has for us. Let us take those gifts and continue to honour and to serve him as we serve those around us. The writer to the Hebrews encourages us, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." It's lovely to see that in these days. It's wonderful to see that being worked out as we encourage each other towards love and good deeds. Not that these things give us brownie points before God. Not that these things win our approval before God. They don't. God loves us unconditionally in Jesus Christ. And when we have experienced that love, when we have experienced his grace, then our only response is to worship and to serve the God who loves us. Pastor Kevin Ward and his wife Helen head up Challenge Ministries Swaziland. Kevin's dad came from Northern Ireland, and his uncle, Evan Ward, is a very regular visitor with us here in Ballywellan. So I'm going to hand over to Kevin now, and then to some of the children who may well have been here with us a couple of weeks as they talk about their lives in Eswatini.
Good morning, Ballywellan Presbyterian Church. Pastor Stephen and Heather, thank you so much for the support you've given us in Challenge Ministries Swaziland. My name is Kevin Ward, and we're in Eswatini, the Kingdom of Swaziland. Challenge Ministries started with working with children who are infected or affected by HIV/AIDS. Sometimes a child, a baby, would be found in a pit latrine or in a plastic bag in the bush. And so social welfare and the police would bring that child to us, and we would have the privilege and the honor to nurture and raise these precious lives into being significant leaders as the Lord allows. So our biggest site is in Bulembo, where we have more than 380 children, a baby's home, a toddler's home, and homes of children, of 4 to 6 children per home with an aunt figure. We also have a pre-primary school, a primary school, a secondary school, and a tertiary education for the children. From that center, Bulembo, we also have Hawani, which is children's homes. We have Pine Valley, which has a children's home. And we have 14 churches that are planted into the most recessed areas of Eswatini, places where the HIV/AIDS infection is extremely high, places where there's very low employment. And so the church that we plant with the pastor's house and a preschool reaches out to 40 to 50 often vulnerable children in difficult, disadvantaged situations, and are encouraged to come into those preschools where we provide free education. The pastors and the teachers who are trained by us will then feed, nurture, and educate the children. They then leave the preschool with confidence in who they are, confidence in Christ, to go into primary school education within the government facilities. We also have a men's center and a women's center. The men's center is for youth with life-controlling habits. The women's center is a center that's a discipleship center to reach out to girls that have been trafficked sexually or have been sexually abused to receive healing and restoration. All of this is head officed in Imbabane at the Challenge Ministries offices. And it's within this ministry that your support has come to enable and empower us to feed the children, to educate the children, and to provide safe homes for them. We recognize that Northern Ireland has faced a real struggle with COVID. We see the numbers of fatalities and we grieve with you. We pray for you. And in this, we recognize that your giving comes at this time, a time when your businesses and your economy has come to a grinding halt, that you then are giving from that difficult season into us. Thank you so much. This has been a blessing that has been multiplied. COVID has hit us too. Our borders are closed down. We are a landlocked country. Most of our border is South Africa. And so supplies into Eswatini and supplies from Eswatini to South Africa are limited. Businesses cannot send their products to South Africa, and limited items are allowed in the country, as we too have gone on a partial shutdown. But what that means is businesses in Eswatini have had to close. That means that people have not had income. And we then, as a ministry, who have been supported largely by local businesses in Swaziland, have lost our financial support. As international markets collapse, that has caused us to lose significant funding from all over the world to support the children. So your support at this time has come in at this time for us. For us, thank you so much. What we've gone into is realizing that in Eswatini, no work means no pay. We don't have the financial support structure. We don't have the liquidity in our nation to support the people to stay at home. So no work, no pay. No pay, no food. No food, social unrest. But the impact on us is that our homes have struggled for finances, for food supplies, finances for people's salaries to look after and protect our children, to teach and train our children. So your support to us empowers us to continue to protect and provide our babies, our toddlers, and our children. Thank you so much. We bless you, and we thank you for the hand up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We're in lockdown, and things are very hard for us. No school, and we can't leave our homes. We want to thank you for everything that you're doing for us. We are sorry we can't see you this year. And again, thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate everything that you're doing for us.
We love you all.
So thank you to everyone who has supported in any way. And of course, the need has not gone. And if you can continue to support, then there are details on our website and on the Challenge Ministries Swaziland website as well as to how you can help with that work. We hear a lot about coronavirus. Coronavirus, so named because the virus looks like a crown, and corona is the Latin name, Latin word for a crown, a symbol of power and authority. And certainly that coronavirus has exerted its power over us over these past months. But on this Ascension Sunday, we look to another crown, a crown which is greater. And so we sing together, "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne."